请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our afternoon service.
而唱诗455首。
Let us sing hymn 455. Please be seated.
好，我们先来来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Now we will pray to ask God to guide us through this afternoon's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
我们等一下分三组来讨论。
We will actually split up into three groups for discussion.
弟兄两组哈，我们一组请陈执事，一组请周执事来领。
There will be two groups of brothers that will be led by Deacon Chen and also Deacon Cho.
那英文我们请 John Liang 或者 Grace 来带领。
In English, we ask either Brother John Liang or Sister Grace Liang to lead that group.
我们后面有三个问题来讨论。
And there will be three discussion questions.
所以请我们带领的人或者能够再多想一两个跟这个相关的问题来带领讨论。
So we will ask the leaders to come up with two additional questions or two related questions for additional discussions.
好，我们来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第七节
Verse 7
不可妄称主你神的名，因为妄称神名的，神必不以他为无罪。
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.
十诫是神用手指头写在石板上的。
God wrote the Ten Commandments on stone tablets.
那第三条说不可妄称神的名。
The third commandment is to not to misuse his name.
那中文英文没有，中文有说不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
And in the Chinese version, it's stated that you shall not misuse Jehovah or God's name.
那我们现在先来想一下到底神的名是什么
？What is the name of God?
首先我们来看出埃及记的第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
十三节
，verse 13。
出埃及记三章十三节
，Exodus chapter 3 verse 13。
摩西对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？”请读。
13. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.'" And they ask me, "What is his name?" Then what shall I tell them?
神要用摩西去带领以色列百姓。
God commanded Moses to lead the Israelites.
那么摩西问神。
So Moses asked God.
如果我去了，他们问我说，那神叫什么名字？那我要怎么讲
？If they were to ask me, "What is God's name?" What shall I answer?
十四节。
In verse 14.
神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。
God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
又对以色列人说：“那自由的打发我到这里来。”
And this is what you are to say to the Israelites: "I am has sent me to you."
我看英文 "I am" 这个自由拥有在希伯来文叫做 YHWH。
I am who I am in Hebrew is shortened as YHWH.
那有这个 YHWH 里面没有母音呢？
There is no vowel sound within those letters.
那个母音他们在希伯来文原来是用打点的，是打在下面的。
In the original Hebrew text, the vowel sound is actually marked as a dot on the bottom.
但是后来圣经抄来抄去，那个点没有抄到。
Yet over time, the scribes have left out the dots.
所以变成 YHWH， 但是没有母音，没有母音怎么发？没有人知道。
So that God's name has been shortened into YHWH.
没有母音你就没有办法发音了，没有办法讲得出来。
And without vowel sounds, it's hard to pronounce those consonants.
那犹太人称神叫做 Adonai。
Israelites called God as Adonai.
啊，所以后来他把 YHWH 跟 Adonai 这两个字并在一起，变一个字叫做耶和华。
So later on, the scribes concatenated YHWH with Adonai to form one word, Yahweh.
这大概是五百年前神学家发明的。
This came about approximately 500 years ago.
所以耶和华这个字是神学家发明的，是圣经没有的。
Therefore, Jehovah was a name created by the scribes. It was not recorded in the Bible.
因此你看现在的英文圣经啊，都不翻作耶和华，翻作主。
Therefore, in the English version of the Bible, there is no longer any mentioning of Jehovah. Rather, it is the Lord.
那中文这个翻译的不对，不正确。
So the Chinese text has not been corrected.
那这个 YHWH 这就是在描写神的本性。
YHWH describes the nature of God.
I am 这个是永远现代式。
God is and always will be.
所以主耶稣说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
Therefore, Jesus said that before Abraham was, he is.
I am. 他说 I am 我们来看哈，约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第八章。
Chapter 8, 58节。Verse 58.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，还没有亚伯兰就有我了。
”And I tell you the truth. Tell the truth, Jesus answered. Before Abraham was born, I am.
这讲 I am， 如果看英文清楚那耶稣说就有我那个 I am， 就是出埃及记第三章的 I am。
When Jesus mentioned that I am, he is relating himself to the I am in the Exodus.
所以两千年前，主耶稣讲几千年前亚伯拉罕那个时候他已经存在了。
When Jesus said 2,000 years ago that quote unquote I am, he had already been in existence for several thousand years and beyond.
所以耶稣就是神了。
Thus Jesus himself is God.
那耶稣讲得更清楚，你如果不相信我是中文有点点点基督，这个原文没有，你如果不相信 I am, 你就会死在罪里面。
And Jesus has once told us that if we do not believe that he is the I am, then we will live in sin.
他就是神。
For he himself is God.
所以在旧约圣经找不出神是什么名字。
That's why in the Old Testament there is never a mention of God's name.
那现在我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
这里，这个神在梦中告诉约瑟。
Here, God told Joseph.
说你要把太太娶过来。
That you are to marry Mary.
她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
For her pregnancy came about through the Holy Spirit. 然
后你要给她起名叫耶稣。
And that Joseph is to name his son Jesus.
然后他一生只要做一件事情，要把人从罪里救出来。
His task is to save people from their sins.
所以神的名是什么？
What is the name of God?
神的名就是耶稣。
The name of God is Jesus.
所以不可以妄称神的名，那个名就是耶稣。
Therefore, we must not misuse God's name. That is Jesus.
那为什么耶稣这个名不可以随便用？
Why should we not misuse Jesus' name?
因为这个名是最尊贵、最荣耀、最有权柄的名。
For this name is the holiest and the royalest of all names.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew's.
马太福音的27章。
Matthew chapter 27.
18节。
Verse 18.
28章18节。
Actually, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth and on earth has been given to me."
天上就是灵界的。
All heaven means that all the spiritual power belongs to Jesus.
地下就是这个物质界的。
And all earth also belongs to Jesus.
所有的权柄掌管物质界掌管灵界这个权柄都赐给耶稣。
The authority that governs the spirits and the earth belongs to Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名啊，非常有权柄。
That is why the name of Jesus is a name of power.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
腓立比书二章八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
还有九节。
And 9.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节。
Nine.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
耶稣成为人，他一直降，从神变成人，人变仆人，仆人变罪人，降到最低。
When Jesus became a man, he also became a sinner.
然后第九节，神将他升为至高。
Yet God, because of that, God also exalted him.
然后赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
也就是人类历史里面没有一个人的名跟耶稣的名可能够相比。
That is no other name can equate to the name of Jesus.
第十节。
Verse 10.
叫一切天上地上地底下，因为耶稣的名，无不屈膝。第十一节
，11，
无不称赞，称耶稣为主，使荣耀归于神。
10. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. 11. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这里说天上地上地底下，因耶稣的名啊，都要跪下来。
That everyone in heaven, on earth, and below earth shall bow to the name of Christ.
所以这个名非常有权柄，非常尊荣。
This name is of power.
好，那我们现在来看《使徒行传》里面呢，使徒怎么用耶稣的名
？Let us turn and see how the disciples used the name of Jesus.
哦，《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
好，第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉。”耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins."
所以耶稣这个名很有权柄，你奉这个名洗礼，罪可以得赦。
The name of Jesus carries power such that if we use His name for our baptism, our sins can be washed
away. 主耶稣说：“你如果奉我们的聚会，我就要在你们当中。”
Jesus once told us that if you gather in My name, I will be with you.
说好。有的人看异象聚会的时候天使到处在飞。
That is why when some of our members can see the vision that when they are in gathering, the angels surround them.
那个柯传道生病的时候在马来西亚。
In Malaysia when Pastor Kuo was ill.
有一次礼拜六在领会。
And on one of the Sabbath services.
那一个信徒就很同情，哇，这个头脑开刀了，这两个礼拜在领会。
And one of the members were very sympathetic that Pastor Kuo was leading the service 2 weeks after his brain surgery.
他就为他祷告，求神加添他力量。
So this brother prayed for Pastor Kuo.
我就看到五个天使。
And he saw five angels around him.
在他的旁边。
So he saw five angels around Pastor Kuo.
所以这个神的名很有权柄，你奉神的名聚会，耶稣名聚会，主就在我们当中。
So the name of Jesus is very powerful, and if we meet in His name.God Himself will be amongst us.
所以为什么说聚会要敬虔
？That is why we need to be holy when we come.
还有聚会不要迟到。
And that is why we should not be late.
因为我们来聚会是在敬拜这个最高的这一位神。
Because when we are here to worship, we are worshiping the God the highest.
你如果跟一个官位很高的 appointment 还没有时间到，我们已经去等了。
If we have an appointment with our boss, we will be there before our time is up.
那你聚会时间十点四十到，十点五十、十一点才到，这个对神的名不够尊重。
So when we arrive to the services late, we do not respect God's name.
所以我们在教会里面尊重这个奉耶稣的名聚会，神就在我们当中。
That is why when we meet in His name, He will be with us if we respect Him.
对神的一个尊重。
This is a respect.
主耶稣说
，Jesus once said,
你如果奉我的名祷告，天上的神就要听。
That if you pray in My name.God will listen.
所以这是我们做基督徒一个 right 一个权柄。
And praying in God's name is our right.
我们算不了什么。
We are nothing.
神怎么会听我们
？Why should God listen?
耶稣说你要奉他的名祷告。
Yet if we pray in Jesus' name,
所以我们现在祷告都奉耶稣的名，他照他的应许，他就要听。
And that is why when we pray in Jesus' name, He will listen to us.
所以使徒行传奉耶稣的名洗礼赦罪。
And in the the time of the disciples, they used the name of Jesus to wash away sins.
三章六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3, verse 6.
彼得说，金银我都没有，我把所有给你，我奉拿撒的人耶稣的名叫你起来走。
Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
有很多的基督教好在非洲好像在行慈善事业，拿好多的钱啊去救济他们。
And many other Christianity denominations have a lot of charities in Africa in order to save the Africans.
但是耶稣这个彼得说。
Yet Jesus,
Peter
said,
金银我都没有。
That silver or gold he did not have.
那我把我有的给你。
And he gave what he had.
有什么？
What did he have?
奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来走。
It was in the name of Jesus Christ, he commanded the cripple to walk.
拉起他了，他瘸腿就会走了。
So when that cripple was pulled up by Peter, the cripple could walk.
所以这个奉耶稣的名可以医病，奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼，奉耶稣的名死人可以复活。
In the name of Christ, people can be revived from their death and people could be healed from their illnesses.
这是非常有权柄的一个名。
This is a name with power.
但是不是每一个人都配得用耶稣这个名。
Yet not all people are worthy of his name.
也不是每一个人用耶稣这个名都很有权柄。
And not all people who use Jesus' name can carry that power of Christ.
我们看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
十三节。
Verse 13.
那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附着、弹指称主耶稣的名说：“我奉保罗所传耶稣勒令你们出来。”
13. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed. They would say, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out."
这里说几个人，他也要学保罗啊，学这个使徒啊，用耶稣的名来赶鬼。
Here describes some Jews who wish to imitate Paul to drive out demons.
15节。
Verse 15.
恶鬼回答说：“耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你是谁？”
15. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?"
16节。
16.
所以恶鬼所附的就跳在那个人身上，剩了两个人，制服了他们。
Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all.
所以不但鬼没有把赶出去，鬼啊跳到他身上去啊。
Not only were they unsuccessful at driving out the evil spirit rather overcame them.
所以我们要用耶稣这个名哈，这个人本身啊啊要有神的同在哈，要归到神的名，过圣洁的生活，那用这个名才会有权柄。
Therefore, for those who wish to use the name of Jesus, they must lead a holy life in order to carry the power of God.
所以第二个啊，我们祷告文说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
At the end of our prayer, we would all say that, hallowed be the God's name.
也就是说，愿神的名被分别出来。
That is to separate out God's name.
圣就是分别。
And to hallow means to keep it separate.
我们提什么名啊，你都可以随便讲，只有提耶稣这个名。要很谨慎。
It's okay for us to mention every other name, except when we mention the name of Jesus, we must be careful.
所以这个叫尊神的名为圣。
So that we hold God's name in reverence.
这个是我们在祈祷的第一个祈求，愿神的名都被尊为圣。
This is the first part of Lord's prayer. Hallowed be God's name.
那第三个，不可妄称神的名。
The third point is to do not use God's name in vain.
什么叫做妄称神的名？
What does it mean?
我们看利未记十九章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十九章的十二节。
Verse 12.
不可指我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是主。
Do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord.
这个犹太人有时候要让人相信自己哦，他不是平常去建立信用，但是平常你没有信用，你讲话人不听，那怎么办？
during the time of the Jews, sometimes when they want others to trust them, they would come up with some ways to do so.
那就是我奉神的名起誓。
And that way is to for them to swear by the name of God.
但是其实他讲的是假的。
Yet when they do so, they do not truly mean it.
那个叫做亵渎神的名。
By then, they are profaning the name of God.
因为神的本性是真实的。
For God Himself is truthful.
所以当我们用神的名的时候，我们必须是在那个真实的里面。
Thus, when we wish to use the name of God, we need to do so in truth and sincerity.
要实实在在的。
We must be truthful to
God. 没有虚假的。
And without falseness.
要跟照真理的精神原则来。
And we must do so based upon the truth.
那我们听过这个十诫的见证。
We have heard about testimonies regarding the Ten Commandments.
有一个姐妹，她每次用神的名，她就生病。
There was a sister who ever used God's name would always fall ill.
因为她有时候跟人讲说我信耶稣了，我赦免你。其实她心里很恨这个人。
For whenever she would say that I believe in Christ, I will forgive your offenses towards me. Yet in her heart, she always hated those people.
因为她想要 remodel 这个厨房结果人把她钱拿去了也不做。
There were times when she wanted to remodel her kitchen, yet the contractors would receive her money and not do the work.
所以她心里有恨，但是她每次说我信基督的，我不跟他计较。
So she always hated that contractor, yet she would always say that I believe in Christ, so I would not mind such an offense.
当她用神的名，她里面有恨，这个跟神的本性不合。
Yet when she used God's name to describe or to kind of say that she forgives her the contractors.
所以她生病了。
Yet she also hates that contractor. That is why she fell ill.
那经过几次她学到一个教训。
After several times, she learned a lesson.
当我们用神的名的时候，那个里外都要跟真理一样。
That her heart must be truthful to what she says.
那有一次她好像睡觉，好像又做梦又很清醒，看魔鬼来了。
In one of her dreams, she thought she saw the devil.
她只提耶稣这个名，她一提出来，魔鬼全部都散掉。她忽然发现神的名非常有力，非常有力量。
And all she had to do to drive that demon away was to use the name of Jesus. And at that time, she realized the power of God's name.
所以当我们用很敬虔的态度在用神的名神的名很有力量。
Thus, when we use God's name in reverence.That name carries power.
请看以赛亚书五十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神说我的百姓既然无价被掳去如今我在这里做什么呢神说辖制他们的人呼叫我的名整天受亵渎
Verse 5 And now what do I have here declares the Lord For my people have been taken away for nothing And those who rule them mock declares the Lord And all day long my name is constantly blasphemed
以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦去了
The Israelites were captured to Babylon.
那在那个地方受到辖制。
And there they were oppressed.
人取笑他。
And they were mocked.
神说我的名整天受被亵渎。
And God said that all day long his name has been blasphemed.
所以后来神说要把他们救出来。
That is why God rescued them later.
为什么要救出来
?Why?
为着神的名的荣耀。
God rescued them for the glory of God's name.
所以神很注重他的名的荣耀。
Therefore, God cares about the glory of His name.
那今天我们的生活很重要。
And that is why our daily life is important.
如果我们的生活让神的名受到羞辱
，If our life defames God,
那我们就亵渎神的名了。
Then we have blasphemed His name.
那我们的信仰就得不到神的祝福。
And that we would not be blessed by Him.
所以我们要在生活当中荣耀神的名。
That is why in our lives we must glorify His name.
那我们用神的名就会有很有体验，很有功效。
Then when we use His name, He will be with us.
第二个 B 点不可轻 借神的名得利。
And we should never use God's name for personal gain.
所以提摩太前书六章五节说，不要用敬虔做得利的门路。
In 1 Timothy, Paul told Timothy not to use his holiness as a way for economic gains.
因此我们在做生意的做什么，不要拿神的名挂在上面啊！我信耶稣了，我不会骗你，这个不好。
Therefore, whenever we work about our own businesses, we should never use God's name.
或者含有影射的你挂上哈利路亚或挂上什么刀做招牌，让人知道你信耶稣的，这个都不好。
Actually, we should never use the name to increase our sales or to increase our profits.
但是如果我们做生意受到人夸奖，我们说我是信耶稣的，这是好的。
However, if we are trustworthy and others praise us in our work, then we should give that glory to God.
所以不可以用神的名来增加自己的可信度，或者来得到做得利的一个方法。
Therefore, we should never use God's name for our own personal gains.
所以我们在教会里面呢，为什么说不鼓励信徒做在教会做生意？
That is why in church we should never talk about businesses.
因为有时候我们会动机会偏了。
Because when we do so,The intention may not always be correct.
有一次有聚会完了，有一个朋友他来找我说，上礼拜布道会我每天晚上都来，我每天晚上站来我都没有看到他，他又跟我很亲，我就跟他聊天。
One time in the past, during this spiritual convocation, or after a spiritual convocation, a brother came up to me and said that I've been here every day during the convocation.
他没有信啊。
And yet, I realized I never saw him during that time.
我就跟他聊天了。
So I had this conversation with him.
聊了20分钟，我就知道他要做什么。
After 20 minutes, I realized what his intention was.
他说现在墓地在 on sale.
And he said that these
墓地
these graveyard or these plots for
on sale.
These plots of land are on sale.
买一送一。
And that if you buy this plot.For your own funeral, you could get one free.
这个不晓得是好消息还是坏消息。
I don't know whether that is good or bad news.
买一个送一个。
If I buy one plot for myself, I gain a free plot for someone else.
那后来我才知道，他是为着这个来教会的。
And I realized that his purpose of coming to church was to sell these plots of land.
把信仰当作得利益的一个方法，这个就是亵渎神的名。
By his intention, he was blaspheming the name of God.
不可轻用神的名。
We should never take God's name lightly.
所以我们不要把神的名拿出来开玩笑。
So we should never joke around with the name of God.
或者生气的时候，或者怎么样，不要一直拿神的名。
Or when we are angry, we should not mention the name of God at that time.
还有。
More.
我们在真耶稣教会的传统当我们提耶稣的时候，前面都加上一个主耶稣。
That it is our tradition whenever we speak of the name of God, we should always say Lord Jesus.
我们现在念念看你自己私下念念看，你念耶稣，耶稣跟主耶稣有什么不同
？What is the difference between Jesus and Lord Jesus？
当我们念主耶稣的时候，忽然我们发现他比我们高了。
When we mention Lord Jesus, we realize that He is higher than we are.
他就是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
那你耶稣耶稣一念惯以后，耶稣就好像普通的一个人。
If we just speak of the name of Jesus, that name becomes common.
所以我们如果提到耶稣的名有时候为着尊称，我们就加上主耶稣。
Therefore, in order to respect God, we add in Lord Jesus.
所以我们现在用半个钟头的时间来讨论。
Let us take about half an hour for discussion.
除了这个三个问题，我们带领讨论的人，如果你有什么其他的问题，也可以自己能够提出来让我们对这个第三诫有更深入的了解。
And for the small groups, if you can come up with additional questions, those are all good discussions topics in addition to the three listed.
那我们现在英文的请我们到那个餐厅。那离开以后，我们中文再来分组。
And now for the English group, please go to the fellowship hall.
那我们中文再来分组。
And then after that, the Chinese group will then divide.
英文请我们现在到餐厅。
And let's the English group please go to the fellowship hall now.
那陈执事、周执事，请你们分组，看怎么分。